I have a scripture on my heart that I want to share with you. And what I'm going to share with you in a minute could be the one thing that God sent you here to get. Ecclesiastes 6:9. Better is the sight of the eye. Better is the sight of the eyes, the enjoyment of what is available to one, than the cravings of wandering desire. So what's he saying? It's better to enjoy what you have than to always be wanting something that you don't have. Now, come on. Some of you are not happy with what you have. But the truth is, maybe you've been so unhappy with what you don't have that you have forgotten to take a look at what you do have. We'll just let that kind of drift across the room here. Maybe you're married to somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody and you have focused on what's wrong with them for so long that you've completely forgotten why you ever liked them to start with. There must have been something there that you liked at some point. In the relationship. You know, I used to not be very bright. I didn't know how to apply all this to my life. And I had plenty of things on my list that I thought was wrong with Dave. Of course, there was nothing wrong with me. It was just all... How many of you get me with that? It's all the other person. And I can actually remember making a list of all the things that was wrong with Dave that I wanted God to change. It never helped. It didn't help at all. It just kept making me more unhappy and more unhappy. You know why? What you focus on becomes larger in your life. The more you focus on what's wrong, the more miserable you're going to be, and the bigger it's going to seem. And I think we all have found out by now that we are capable of blowing things completely out of proportion. So sometimes what we need is a little bit of perspective. I have a story that I read sometimes, and I probably won't get all the details right, but this girl was in college, and she sent her parents this letter and just went on and on about, I'm sorry, I haven't written, but you know, my apartment caught on fire and I lost everything that I had and I had to jump out the window and, you know, I did break my leg and then I had to go to the hospital and, you know, the guy who took care of me in the hospital felt sorry for me because I didn't have a place to live. He took me in and we became close and, you know, we have a relationship and I do need to tell you, Mom and Dad, that I am pregnant now and I know that you'll be happy to be grandparents and, you know, he's not my race, he's not my religion, but I know you'll receive him with open arms, and he does have a slight disorder, but I know you'll look beyond that. And then she said all that, and she said, now actually, Mom and Dad, none of that has happened, but I have failed history. I mean, I'm sure they were like, oh, thank God, you just failed history. But if she would have written home and said, I failed history, they would have been having a fit about that. So what are you upset about that maybe you could just calm down a whole lot this morning if you'd actually take the time to count your blessings? Amen. How many of you walked in here this morning? Okay. Yeah. You can see, right? Amen. We've got so many things to be thankful for. And I actually have come a long way, thank God, by His grace and mercy. And not too long ago, I sat down and wrote a list of everything that I like about my husband. And there's a whole lot of stuff, you know? He's good looking, he takes care of himself, He's just so easygoing. He kind of just lets me do whatever I want to unless I just get kind of really too feisty and then he'll stop me. He actually loves me just the way I am. Does this apply to anybody in the room today? Maybe you have been focusing, has anybody maybe been focusing a little too much on what you don't have? What God has not done for you, and not focusing enough on, hey, I'm saved, I'm not going to hell. Wow. That's going to be pretty exciting. Let's learn how to love people and value them where they're at, not where we would like them to be. And if we do that, then God can work in our hearts and change us. And oops, maybe he'll just change the other person too. And we can still enjoy our life while he's doing it. Amen? Amen. All right. Likewise, I think that many times we look at what we don't have and what we can't do to help other people instead of looking at what we do have and what we can do. You know, when Jesus was ready to feed the 5,000, he said to the disciples, what do you have? And they proceeded to tell him how little they had. But all God really wants us to do is to be willing to give him what we do have, and even though it may not be enough, he can then multiply it and make it work out. Amen? You know, just a little side note since I'm into this. I think a lot of people, they never get around to doing the things they'd really like to do because they kind of think they couldn't do enough to make any difference. And, you know, my husband's been working out and exercising for 55 years, thus that's why he looks as good as he does. And for years and years, he tried to encourage me to work out, but I always thought I was too busy. There's no way I can do it. How can I do that with all the traveling we do? Just about the time I get started, then I won't be able to do it anymore. And so, long story short, God dealt with me about it, and I finally made this decision. Now, come on, this is gonna help somebody. I decided that I was gonna do what I could do instead of being concerned about what I could not do. I mean, I decided if I could only work out and exercise 10 minutes a week, then doing something is better than doing nothing. Come on. Doing something is better than doing nothing. Maybe you just feel like you have got such deep debt that there's no way you could ever get out of debt, so now you just don't bother to pay your bills at all. You just keep going out and spending more and more money. Well, I don't care if you pay $1 on your debt a week. It's always better to be going somewhere. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do in life, but one thing we must never do is nothing. Because the more we do nothing, the more we're gonna have nothing good happen in our lives. And so as a result of making that decision 12 years ago, I now work out with a trainer 3 times a week and I walk 5 miles every morning. All because I decided I was gonna do what I could do instead of being concerned about what I could not do. How many of you need to start doing something lest you do nothing? Amen.